It's a Tuesday, which means it's time for your Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Janse van Rensburg. Mnr. Good to see you. Welcome to studio.
Thank you.
I like this topic because we are focusing on sport for the Tech Report this afternoon. All right, what's happening specifically with regards to football, the beautiful game?
The beautiful game has seen a lot of change over the last couple of years. You know, with VAR coming in, you know, fans weren't very keen on it initially, but, you know, we've all come to accept it, and it's made the sport better in the
you
long know, run.
Now you watch a soccer game and you go like, listen, I want to see the VAR. That exactly. was not... so we invested, okay.
Yeah, so now FIFA has invested a lot of money in technology, and they want to expand the capabilities of the VAR in order for us not to say stop the game so that we can go look at the screen. So they want to automate a lot of these things. So in the Arab Cup that's starting today, they are trialing a new technology that will auto-detect offsides. So instead of the flag going up or the referee saying, I'm not sure, let's go look at the VAR, or the VAR assistant saying, please come look at the screen. This technology will semi-automatically detect if a player was offside as soon as the ball was obviously crossed to them. And this is obviously brand new and it's a very experimental, but you know, if it works, FIFA said that they want to use it at the 2022 World Cup. So, you know, it could be a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it can obviously, being technology, be very accurate. A lot of people might say like, listen, hang on, wait now.
Yeah.
Like a millimeter. That's not fair.
Yeah.
How does it exactly work?
Yeah. So the system collects up to 29 data points 50 times per second for every single player on the pitch.
Jeez.
So there's a lot of cameras obviously around, and they've used machine learning algorithms to analyze this footage basically live. And that means that there's 10 to 12 cameras at any given time that's on the roof or on the sides of the field. And they relay this information back to the computer that's doing all this algorithmic checks, and that will then in almost in real time put up a flag for the VAR assistant, and he can look at it before he even asks the referee to come down and look at the screen.
Yeah.
So this can potentially, you know, shake up the game, and by that I mean just make it better for fans, because they don't have to actually stop the play. And that's obviously what we want as sport fans. You know, the more continuity, you're more invested, you're more entrenched in what's happening on the pitch. And if all that stuff can happen in the background and be basically automated with one piece of eyes just looking at it and say, oh no, that was right, give a call to the ref, you know, if I hope this test works, because I think it'll make the game more beautiful.
Very interesting. So people is going to be watching the Arab Cup. Will we be able to see all these cameras, or can we look out for it? Is it going to be there? It's going to be interesting, because imagine it detects, and you know, in my head is like this massive foghorn going off the minute something goes wrong, and then the ref goes, oh wait, maybe I missed it. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, so we haven't obviously seen how it's going to look on screen yet, but there will be a notification on screen coming saying this is the FIA review of that offside decision, and then they will obviously relay that information. So we don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet, but I'm very excited to see today.
I like it. Janse, thank you very much, man. Always good to see you.
Cheers.